this thing on? Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zama the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before you listen, because this show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, squirrels, flying or otherwise, other mammals, birds, frogs, toads, fish, spiders, snakes, sea cucumbers, or geckos. Geckos wouldn't understand this show anyway, what with their puny and feeble little minds and all. They all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomo the Destroyer show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo, professor of advanced anthropological studies at the Iguanid University of the Jungle. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomo the Destroyer, but if not, I don't even know what to say to you. Screw you all. You can catch yourselves up at ZomoTheDestroyer.com. Anyway, so here's a little update for those of you who missed the big meeting of the IIU this week. International Iguanas Union, but of course you all know that already, unless you're just imposters. Anyway, for all you slackers who missed it, which basically means that your humans are slackers, because otherwise you would be able to be at the meeting via Skype at least. So if you missed it, you need to beat the crap out of your pet monkeys more often until they fall in line so you can be at the next meeting. You know, Skype is a wonderful thing, since now we don't actually have to all get together in one place, what with the traveling outside in the cold of January. Plus, you know, a lot of iguanas in one place, that'll alert the monkeys that something's up, and we don't want that. Anyway, I guess those of you who live in the promised land around Panama and back home in my native Colombia, you can travel around outside in January no problem, being close to the equator. But those of us advancing into the northern frontiers, not so much. Here in Canada, of course, you know how it is. Pissing rain here in Vancouver, cold and foggy this week. So, you know, the clouds just can't keep the rain to themselves. They had to come down and suck you in at ground level. And obviously those iguanas with the misfortune to live in Winnipeg, they can't go because they got to dig their way out from under 7 feet of snow just to escape the house. But, you know, the new technologies like Skype, one of the few reasons we tolerate the humans at all still. That and the indoor heating, I guess. Anyway, so the major items on the agenda were, of course, the standard ones. How to push more global warming. How to get the humans to stop breeding. How to make more money and pocket it for ourselves. And how to get better iguanid representation on the television set. You know, for global warming, we'll start at the beginning. Of course, the main problem is that the stupid planet hasn't warmed at all in the last 20 years. This is definitely an issue, and we don't seem to know how to make it start warming again. So we gotta figure out how to fix that front and get it warming again before the next ice age comes and it's all too late. And we do have to acknowledge that all those trees we love to climb so much are actively working against us, because they absorb all the carbon that we need out in the atmosphere in order to make it nice and warm and steamy across the colder regions of the world. And of course, the humans are working against us too. All the save the planet nonsense. Well, they don't understand that their version of save the planet is screwing up our version of improve the planet. We don't want things to be cold like it is in Sweden. That's retarded, and only the Swedes with their meatball brains think that that's a good idea. And well, just look at how their screwball ideas work out. I hear they're making their men pee sitting down like girls now. And probably the next stupid Swedish law is all the guys have to wear frilly lingerie too. Well, maybe they already do, actually, you know, I don't know. But the point is, we don't want the world to turn into Sweden. We want Sweden to turn into Suriname. I mean, you'd think for the sake of the Swedish bikini team, the monkeys would be on board with our plans to warm up the planet. You know, so those broads don't freeze their nips off every winter anymore. Not that us iguanas care, but, you know, you'd think that the monkey men would care a little more about girl monkeys' titties. Anyway, so we opened the floor to ideas from all attending iguanas and got all sorts of suggestions. Some were good, some were terrible. But even the terrible ones, at least you're thinking. Anyways, one of the good ones that I recall was we need to have some sort of a heist, okay? Or at the very least, when all the heating stuff goes on sale at the end of the winter season in a couple months, we got to get massive quantities of those, you know, the reflective heater things. They look like fans, but they got a red lamp in them. And then we need to get lots of extension cords and basically just plug them in all over the place, turn them all the way up, leave them on, point them in the general vicinity of the sky and see what that does. If we all do enough of them, perhaps it will budge the temperature a little bit. I'm not sure myself, but at least it's creative thinking. This is a good thing. Another idea is since we need more carbon dioxide in the air, we need to buy up a ton of dry ice. Leave it outside to evaporate, because you know it's made of carbon dioxide. I like this one, except for the buy part. Maybe on Georgie's credit card, not out of my own stash of cash. Hell no. Next up, you know, anyways, there were other good ideas too. But let's move on. Next up was how to stop the humans from breeding. Very important. Well, of course, here in the West, a lot of them are doing it of their own free will or, you know, incompetence at attracting a mate. You know, you get the career broads wanting the corner office. So they don't have time to do a whole lot of fucking around other than, you know, screwing their bosses to work their way up the ladder. And, you know, even though with the boss front, we don't have to worry about that because most of it's blowjobs, which they can't get pregnant from. So that's good. You know. Or the other thing is, when they do whore around on the weekends, they do it with rubbers, and by the time they decide, oh, I wanted to have babies, well, now they're in their 40s and oops, too late. This is awesome. Sadly, some of the girl monkeys are starting to revolt against the whole career chick life path, and they're looking for husbands early, you know, and shitting out little monkey babies when they're young and they can have like a dozen or more. I mean, the Duggar clan, obviously a very bad thing. Poor role models for other humans. We gotta get them off the television set before more people start having 18 kids. You know, monkey see, monkey do. There's another 15 kids. Crap. I mean, there's 7 billion humans on the planet. If we can encourage either no kids or only one kid per couple, and we do this around the world, not just in China, you know, within a couple generations, assuming we could force them to comply, we'd have them down to a much more manageable number, like 2 billion. And I know it's still too many, but it's a big improvement. So we're making some progress. We still got a long way to go. Now, in my mind, the big item was the third one, how to make more money for ourselves. Of course, it's a big problem because us iguanas, we don't like working. You know, so how do you find more money without having to work? Obviously, the answer, the obvious one, is to make your monkey work and then steal the monkey's money. It's my personal favorite plan. But there are limits to your personal pet monkey. Plus, they start hiding the money away where you can't get at it. But anyways, so I advocate ways to build networks of monkeys to funnel money to you. Not just one monkey. All of them. For example, the last few summers, I have been operating a limeade stand on the sidewalk in front of Georgie's house on the hottest days. Now, I get my frog slave Hoppy to actually mix the limeade. And we sell it for, I sell it because I keep it. I sell it for $37 a glass to thirsty suckers. It's not a lot of work, and the work is done by Hoppy. I mostly sun myself a nap. But it's still a good moneymaker. Last year, I raked in an entire $111 pure profit. Not bad, eh? Another scheme I have going is Zomo's Cool Cult, wherein gullible monkeys sign up for a mere $800 in order to receive spiritual guidance from me. So far, the only taker was the neighbor's dumbass kid. You know, one of the churchmen's have entirely too many kids. They're like the Duggars. I can't keep them all straight. But the little fat one gave me $800 out of his Bible camp fund, pure cash. And in exchange, I basically told him he needs to wash behind his ears more or else God will smite him down. It's nice work if you can get it. And it's not like he was going to rat me out to his bitch mother, because then he'd have to admit that he gave me the money willingly. And then, oh, he'd be in so much trouble. So, you know, you might want to start your own cults. Definitely something to consider. And there's not a whole lot of work involved. Now, as far as the last big item, better iguanid representation on the television set, it's an ongoing problem. And one that ultimately our Los Angeles chapter is responsible for. And they're currently shitting the bed on it. Though I do have to give them credit for the latest Godzilla movie. But yeah, that we need to make a lot more progress on. Far too many monkeys on the TV, not enough iguanas. Iguana gotta take a nap. Iguana guess that those who skip the meeting are just going to have to deal with not being up on all the latest IIU happenings. Shame on you. Yeah, well, and also those of us who slept through half the meeting. I know I did. But, you know, it takes a while. These things, you can't just have them over and done with in 15 minutes. You gotta be going on all day. Anyway, someone was supposed to be taking notes and emailing out the minutes of the meeting to everyone, I guess. Wasn't my job, though, but yeah, check your email. Maybe you'll get notes about the stuff I forgot to cover here. Anyway, time to wrap up the show for this week. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search Zommel the Destroyer. Or if your pet monkey snoops through iTunes, of course, as I always say, we don't want them hearing this show. So you got to go to my website, ZommelTheDestroyer.com, and grab individual episodes or stream it or whatever from there. Anyways, that's it for this week's show. Talk at you, Iggs, next week. And, I'm going to be doing a little lecture on one of the local college radio stations, telling the stupid monkeys all the things they don't understand about how the world works. Or something like that. Anyway, well, of course, it's all stuff you guys all know from Iguana School, so you can all skip it, but I'll probably blather about it a bit more next week. Anyways, talk at you then. Bye. Iguana gotta sleep.